become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town.
That ought to be a good intro for my video, America, Dream or Nightmare. All right, want to get to Russ from Texas. Hey, Russ.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm on 2 feet, on 2 wheels, and down to fighting weight.
There you go. Boy, I tell you what, it sure is terrific to hear you back on the air.
Nice to be back.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be a terrific consolidation of mental horsepower here, having you on RBN. I hope that John Stadtmiller sees the need to put you up on a regular basis. That would be terrific.
Well, I'd love to do that. I've always had a fondness in my heart for John. He's done more work and more for the cause of freedom than 99% of the people out there, or 99,000% of the people out there.
Have you had a chance to hear Frank Whalen?
I haven't heard Frank yet.
Oh, man. You need to be, we need to get you on as a guest with Frank. Because
I'll be glad to do any shows anytime, anywhere.
Well, he does 4 hours on RBN every morning from 6 to 10, and I don't get anything else done. You know?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, one of the reasons I called in was because just as I walked in the house, I got a call from a solicitor for the Dallas Morning News. And I said, well, I'm not interested. And she said, sir, how do you get your news? And I said, well, I'm certainly not going to get my news from the Dallas Morning News or any other mainstream publication. She said, well, sir, we tell the truth. I said, yes, but you only tell half the truth. You've become the lapdog of government. She said, well, wait a minute. I said, for instance, she said, what don't you get from the Dallas Morning News? I said, give me the real reason why we're over in the Middle East. She said, sir, only our government knows why we're over in the Middle East.
Oh,
I said, that's the wrong answer.
Well, let's see. Saddam Hussein switched over to the euro. He was using his oil money to kind of tweak the Federal Reserve. That's why we're over there.
Well, of course. You know, but the point is that, you know, our government doesn't have any business keeping secrets from we the people that cause us to send our children into harm's way, especially when it's all about a bunch of lies.
That's right.
And, of course, what she didn't understand was that I don't work for government. Government works for me.
They're supposed to. They're supposed to. By the way, did you get my message this morning?
Yeah, I sure did. I sure did, and it was wonderful. It was great to hear your voice.
It was nice to see you, Davey. He just walked up. Just as I got home from the hospital, he walked up.
Oh, so you've just been out of the hospital just a short time.
Well, I've been out of the hospital from the accident for almost a year now. I got hit on May 20th. I got out of the hospital May, June, July, August, about in August. I got out of the hospital. But I just had to go back because I finally, my arms and shoulders healed up enough to start working out again, and I immediately worked myself into a hernia, and I had to go get that fixed yesterday. so now I'm just kind of biding my time for my stitches to heal so I can get out there on my weight bench and pump back up.
Oh,
I figure by
great.
The time I turn 60 here, I'll be back to awesome.
I'm going to be 50 next month.
Yeah, you're getting to be an old
fart
too. Huh?
Anyway, one of the reasons I called is because I got an email this morning that really kind of jumped out at me. And it talked about George Tenet being under investigation for the pre-9/11 American Airlines put options. Have you heard about this?
I have heard about that. I haven't got a lot of details on it yet. But.
Well, it's on total911.info, and there's a story on there. And it's actually, there's an audio clip from Sherman Skolnick's site, cloakanddagger.com.
Yeah.
And about an hour of audio on there where they did quite an investigation into it. I would suggest anyone.
You got my number now, Russ. You keep in touch with me. Again, it's 888-678-1444. I got to take a break. Got to take another call on this. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back, and this is Clay Douglas, the free American, standing in for John today. And let me tell you, it feels really, really good to be back on the air, to hear from all of my friends and former listeners and former readers. And I got one of them on my line over here, Tim from Florida. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Clay, it's so awesome to hear you on the air. I'm having deja vu. Just thank the Lord Jesus that you're on the air, not the Masonic Jesus that the churches are worshiping today. You were talking about the other religion or some type of religion. It is a Masonic Jesus that they have erected.
Well, remember they adapted this. Before the Masons, there was the Pauline Christianity. Be a good slave. Don't rebel against your master.
I just want to let you know I'm glad to hear you on the air, and I got my gallon of milk and two soaps, and I'm telling everybody about how great it is and all the things you can do with it, and I'm giving out information that, you know, I'm feeding them water, but as far as making drink, I can't do that. But that's all I can do is plant the seed. And the Miracle Truth Center is totally awesome.
Well,
like, it's totally awesome to hear your voice on the air. And my friend in New York was telling me about you on the air, so I thought I'd call and congratulate you for just coming on this time for John, and I hope to hear you again soon.
It's my pleasure. I'll sub in for John anytime he wants. I'd come back on the air for him, with him any time that he wanted me. And, you know, I've still got my hands full. I'm publishing a Thunder Riders magazine. It ain't the Free American, but it still stands up for the truth. And when the MS-13 threatened, remember when they threatened the Minutemen?
Yeah.
We're going to go teach those vigilantes a lesson. I managed with through the Thunder Riders magazine and Arizona Bike Week.
I think I'll call you later on the week and get the Thunder Riders.
All right. Yeah, it's 40 a year, and it's a great magazine if you like motorcycles. All right. I'll see you.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye now. And you can call in here. Also, our number, if you want to place an order, you want to get Miracle 2 soap, you want to get any of the videos, you want to get a subscription to Thunder Riders, or you want to help get the Free American back on the newsstand, you call me at 888-678-1444. And our number here at Republic Radio is 800-313-9443. God, it's just great to hear all of my old listeners, my old friends, and to be able to hear them. Okay, I lost a little here and there. And one or two of the years, it's sort of a side effect of having your head smashed in. But it's interesting. Here's a story you may have heard, you may not have heard, but... I'm in the hospital. I'm recovered. I'm walking around. I'm moving around. I got off all of the shopping list worth of drugs they had me on, the Halcyon, the Haldol, the Valium. And some nurse shows up that I've never saw before with a needle about 8 inches long filled with some kind of purple liquid. Oh, sir, Mr. Douglas, I have to give you this shot. Wait a minute. What is that shot? What's in that needle? Oh, it's a tranquilizer. Well, you know what, sweetheart? I don't much feel like being tranquil today, so I'm going to pass on it. Oh, no, you can't. You can't. Well, I'm sorry. I do have the right to refuse medication, and I'm definitely refusing this crap. I don't know what that is. I don't know who you are. Doctor didn't prescribe that. I ain't taking it. Well, you have to. I'm going to go get security, and they're going to hold you down. And I'm going to give this to you. Well, that makes all the difference in the world. Go get security. And she did. She showed up with four burly security guards. And keep in mind, I lost 100 pounds in the hospital. I was about 200 pounds when she showed up with security. And I patted him on the shoulder. I said, boys, I got nothing in the world against you, boys. But I think there's something you ought to know. While I was in Special Forces, they didn't teach me how not to hurt anybody. So you, I'm taking out your throat. You, I'm breaking your arms. You, I'm breaking your legs. You, I'm smashing your kneecap. And... hey, maybe it was a bluff, but it worked. They decided that I didn't need that shot after all. When they tried it on me again, I was a little more laid back. I just called the police on them that time. I had the cops come up, point guns at them, tell them to leave me alone. I had the right to refuse medication. And in my opinion, if I'd taken that shot at that time, I wouldn't be here talking to you now. It's, did somebody try to kill me? Maybe. Maybe it was just a, you know, blind luck. Maybe it was just an accident. But they definitely tried to kill me in the hospital. The list of drugs they had me on was nothing but incredible. The nurses, the male black nurses in the hospital said, "Oh, man, we're glad to see you get out of here. Boy, you were one mean son of a gun. You pulled pictures off the walls and beat us over the head with it." Well, boys, that should have gave you a clue you had me on the wrong medication. Now, this FEMA tape that we've got, when you see, you know, a Homeland Security official, the Joint Chiefs are coming around, my way of thinking. Yeah, we don't have to suspend posse comitatus. The president can order troops in the street any time. And he tells you, we're going to need 400,000 troops because some of you Americans just won't take orders. No kidding. I took it personally. I thought he was talking right to me because I'm not lining up on a Kmart parking lot to get my vaccines or anthrax or anything. I ain't taking the vaccines. And if you're really aware of what's going on, you won't give them to your children either. Autism on the increase. We got a disease that doesn't exist, and we got that Ritalin to keep our kids strung out on them. Think about it. I mean, not only are you ingesting the drugs every day here, like fluoride, like aspartame, I'm gonna tell you right off the cuff here, folks. If you're drinking diet sodas, you might as well take a gun out and put it to your head and shoot yourself and save us all a lot of time and trouble. Because that'll bring you down and put you in the hospital, you know. And it's one thing to go in the hospital when you're got your head cracked open, but when you're cracking your own head, I think it's a different situation here. Our number here, if you'd like to call in and talk with the Free American again, 800-313-9443. I love to hear from you. Love to talk to you. You know, yeah, I've got a few different opinions than you because I haven't been programmed like you. You know, we talk about the situation our children are in schools. Let me tell you something. Everything, damn near everything that you ever learned in school and our educational system was wrong. Almost everything you learned about religion is wrong. During the presidential elections of 1996, I had somebody ask me, "Well, you know, you're talking about things, man, nobody talks about. Nobody talks about that." Well. And frankly, I said, "You know, you must be of that generation where you were told you don't talk about religion or politics in public." Oh, yeah. Well, sir, I hate to break it to you, but whoever told you that was a communist. And they don't want you to talk about religion because you might get to the truth. You know, on my website, by the way, you can go to my website. You can order off my website. You can get the Miracle 2, the Regerson, or the videos or DVDs off of my website, freeamerican.com. You can get subscriptions to Thunder Runner and the Free American on freeamerican.com. It'll take you to azthunderriders.com. And we got to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. 9443.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeah!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Let's go to the phones. Nice to get calls. Nice to hear from you out there, folks. Let me know you're still alive and kicking. Mike from Maryland. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Clay, it's really great to hear you back on the air again.
Thank you, sir.
I really missed your show. I hope you're going to come back on a regular basis.
Well, I'd like to. A lot of it depends on the money. A lot of it depends on the other talk shows and hosts that we've got out there. You know, I am trying to get the Free American back out, and I do have Thunder Riders out, and I am doing and available for speaking engagements. I just did the Conspiracy Con out there in California around San Jose, Santa Clara, California, and I did the Freedom Event down in Southern California.
Well, that's great. That's great. I'll tell you proof that any little motorcycle accident can't keep a good man down.
No, I am a hard person to kill.
Okay, well that's great. but you know, it's really good. I really miss your show. In the morning, there's one show I listen to, but half the time it's like infomercial, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. So I really miss your cutting edge, straight to the bone style, where you don't pull any punches. You as you say in Southwest Virginia, you flat out tell how the cow eat the cabbage, you know?
Well, you know, to me, that's what it's all about. And, you know, I am a biker. I, everybody was kind of going, oh, Clay, aren't you afraid to ride now? Aren't you afraid to ride? I said, no. You ever trip? Are you afraid to walk? Now, riding a motorcycle is as natural as walking is to most people. And, you know, I'm not afraid of anything. So, you know, you can't intimidate me. You can't scare me. I still ride. And I went out as soon as my ribs healed enough to make sure I could hold up the motorcycle and start working out again. I went out, got another motorcycle, bought another one. And I put 2,000 miles on it the first 4 days. The motor never even cooled off.
Well, hey, that's great. Listen, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Has the New World Order made any inroads since you've been off the air, or have we pushed them back any, or have we reached a homeostasis kind of thing? Or
no, they of course they make progress. They work tirelessly at this. And it ain't, remember, it ain't the New World Order. That term was coined by the first President Bush, who is an elitist, just like his son. They're elitist. You know, we didn't have any choice in this last election. We had we could choose from Bonesman A or Bonesman B.
Yeah, kissing cousins.
Yeah.
And related to the royal families of Europe.
Well, of course.
But
the elitists have always, you know, played these kind of games. They've always controlled it. That's why our founding fathers were rebels.
Yep. Well, there's a plaque on President Roosevelt's memorial, you know, that they got out there on the White House, you know, I mean, on the lawn, you know, the memorial lawn, right?
Yeah.
He's got a plaque that says something to the effect of, This isn't verbatim. This is the gist of it. You may hear people talk about the New World Order, but I can guarantee, you know, to you, it's not new and it's not orderly, or something to that effect. So,
yeah.
So President
and
Roosevelt,
the Federal Reserve ain't federal, and it got no reserve. So,
yeah,
it's you know, it, look, but I don't want to come off sounding discouraging or sounding
pessimistic.
Tell me a time in history. Go back 2,000 years or more. But let's take a figure. 2,000 years. Go back 2,000 years and tell me when it was easy to be free.
The powers of darkness are always going to try to squelch freedom. I don't care what civilization tries to nurture it, you know. So it's constant vigilance. But let me ask you a question. Do you think the American people, do you think we've got the gumption to fight it toe-to-toe, to fight it all the way?
Some of you do. Most of us, though, are so brainwashed, so deluded, so programmed that we don't have the ability to do that. Now, that's why Republic Broadcasting, magazines like the Free American, radio shows like mine, like John Stadmiller's, are so important, because it wakes a few people up. It, you know, otherwise, you know, if you're just told this is the way it is, this is the way it is, this is the way it is, you come to believe that. It's called programming.
That's right.
And if you don't have anything to compare that to, you know, I mean, if you don't have somebody standing up and questioning the preacher in church, well, you know, I'll never forget. I got kicked out of Sunday school when I was about 7 or 8 years old because I asked the Sunday school teacher, well, wait a minute. If God created Adam and Eve, you know, and they had Cain and Abel, where did their wives come from?
Yep.
Got me kicked right out of, you know, I was asking a question. They didn't have an answer.
You're thinking outside the box. You can't do that.
I'm thinking outside the box. And, you know, I've always done that. That's why I've been listed on False Patriots. That's why I've been listed on Armed and Dangerous. That's why I've been listed on Guide to Right-Wing Extremists. Because I think outside the box. And I'm not programmed.
Hey, you won't catch any flack unless you're over the target.
Well, I certainly catch the flack. All right. We got to take a break. And listen, I appreciate your call there, Mike. We'll go to Grambo in Texas, Mike in Virginia, and Jeff in New Mexico in just a moment. Hang in there with me. I am Clay Douglas, the Free American.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contact experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let's go to Grandmo from Texas. Hey, Grandmo.
Hey, man. How's it going?
I'm doing pretty well.
I'm sure John is doing very good and moving ahead. After all, you know, John is on God's side, and that makes God on his side. He's going to heal up, and he's going to be great.
Of course he is.
My big concern, though, is what kind of shape is his motorcycle in? It ain't going to heal itself.
Well, no, it don't. But you know what? They make other motorcycles, and, you know, mine, I had a beautiful 2003 anniversary edition Road King. It was totaled. I got a picture of it in this month's issue of Thunder Riders. But, hey, you know what? For that 1999 all black, I got one to match up my wardrobe. It runs just as good. And you always buy another motorcycle.
Yeah, no, obviously I was kidding. We know that John is with the going down the right path, and he's
well,
going to be fine.
Well, I mean, you know, it was probably God trying to give him a wake-up call and tell him to get rid of the damn Sportster and get a Harley.
I can't believe about that. Hey, you know, you were you mentioned earlier about the dumb driven cattle that are out there, all these sheep that won't wake up. You know, you could be related to, and John and Alex and maybe even myself can be related to dogs barking. We're sheep dogs. We're trying to wake up the sheep that there are wolves out there fixing to eat them up.
That's right.
But the thing that's missing is the shepherds. The sheep.
Well, the shepherds have been brainwashed. And, you know, they've abdicated their responsibility. You know, the problem with this, once you become aware of what's going on and what's happened, what that does to you is suddenly you have to take some responsibility. And, man, nobody wants to be responsible for nothing, man. You know, let somebody else do it. Let somebody else worry about that. Oh, well, it ain't my job.
Well, it is the shepherd's job, and we've got to get their attention. And, I've talked to enough of these poor dunderheads to know that they have been so brainwashed. Their seminaries just destroy the calling that they've, you know, they all had callings. You know, the preachers just get callings, or they wouldn't get into that
football. Well, I had, it's on my website somewhere, this seminary student, he started finding out what was really happening, and he was told, he said, well, I want to tell this to my, you know, my congregation. And they said, oh, no, you can't do that. No, this is only for us scholars to know. You see, you know, the difference is atonement, well, Jesus died for your sin. No, he didn't. He died because they killed him because they didn't want him empowering the people. And atonement is, you know, one whole different animal from at-one-ment. At-one-ment, you talk to God, you pray to God, you get instructions direct. You don't need a preacher, you don't need a translator, you don't need anything except God. And that scares the hell out of the elite. That scares the hell out of the preachers. And, you know, it don't really matter whether you're following Christianity, whether you're following Judaism, whether you're following Muslim. Every one of them's got its good points. Every one of them's got its bad points.
Yeah. Well, the churches were the first thing they took over in this country.
Of course.
Back in the 1800s. They
well, way before
the
first
that. Time, the first
way
time.
Before that. And, you know, it ain't just the Jews out there. You know, the Catholics have been glomming that gold and putting it up in their temples for a few thousand years, haven't they?
Yeah.
All right.
You're right.
Hey, listen, yeah. Grandpa, I appreciate it. I got a few other calls I got to take.
Talk to you later, man.
All right. My number, you guys take it down, is 888-678-1444. You want to make something happen? Call me. When I get well, call me. When I get informed, call me. 888-678-1444. And we got Mike from Virginia. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Clay. It's good to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you, sir.
I was flipping through the radio and said, that boy sure rings a bell. I've heard him somewhere before.
It's hey, one of the reasons I never rob banks, you know.
Well, I'm kind of glad for that.
Or make obscene phone calls or do anything else wrong. I got people to remember or to recognize my voice I hadn't seen for 20 years.
I can relate. Hey, I got a couple questions.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, I appreciate you. I thought it was kind of honorable that you turned or advanced the subscriptions from the Free American over to American Free Press. It's a
yes,
good
sir.
Magazine, but it's not the Free American.
No?
And I will be calling you up to get an advanced subscription because I sure would like to see the Free American back in publication.
It takes me, I need about $10,000 to republish the Free American. That covers the mailing and the printing.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm working Arizona Thunder Riders as hard as I can to try to get that money. I've got products to sell. But, you know, mainly I need somebody to come forward and say, hey, I want to see the Free American come back. And, you know, I got something, you know, we got that in.
It's so, worth it.
All right.
Bottom line. Hey,
the number again is 888-678-1444.
Hey,
can you hold on just a moment?
Okay.
Hang on. I'll get somebody on hold here. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll be right back to you. Hang
okay.
on.
Okay.
right.
Hey, Bud.
Yeah. At any rate, Mike, you can give me a call anytime. You know, we can take orders on over the internet. We can take orders on credit cards. We can take donations. We can do it. And just keep in mind, I am a bit handicapped here, not from my accident, but I lost my whole family over this incident.
That's what I've read in a letter I recently got inside of another publication. It's kind of an update. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
The last free American I got, and unfortunately, I had disposed of all the previous. I've been subscribed for about 5 years.
Yes,
in
sir.
Your series on Saul of Tarsus, do you plan to continue that? That was an excellent series.
I do plan on continuing that. That's Brother Nazari. He's the one I interviewed. It was one of my last shows on shortwave. I think he's got certainly got an insight into what's happened here, buddy.
Yeah, I
will continue that, and I'll get that back in the next issue.
And the reactions that it brought from some people was, I thought, very revealing. I'm sure you remember a couple pastors. One's
Clay Douglas. Hey, he's the Antichrist.
Right.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm just following what Jesus said. I'm following his words, you know, and probably closer than anybody that you've ever had contact with before.
Well, like Christ said, put his word out there in the light of day and put the rest out there and see what stands.
That's right.
And but one pastor who wrote guest articles for you once in a while, he was an honorable disagreement with you, and the other one was a very dishonorable.
Yep.
And I thought it was quite revealing.
Yep. Yeah, one of my old friends, he disagreed with me, and he certainly got every right to his opinion. I had just broke that story and just had that story out when I was hit. And you know what? I just feel like if I was wrong, I wouldn't be here today.
I agree with that, because I'm going to tell you what, that was I've researched after reading that, and that was an excellent article.
I picked up a few of the back issues of the Free American. I probably have them here. Just give me a call sometime. Maybe I can get some copies.
Okay, one other question.
Yes,
the lady
sir,
that hit you on your bike, because I rode a bike for 10 years.
Yes, sir.
What was she charged with, if anything?
Nothing. Nobody seems to know who she was, sir.
Well, ain't that just coincidental?
Uh-huh.
Well, the truth always brings out that.
Yep, and my wife, ex-wife, just told me that they didn't know who she was last week. So,
wow. Hey, it's good hearing you again.
All right, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Jeff from New Mexico.
Hey, glad to hear you're on the air again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Las Cruces, New Mexico, LULAC. Do you know what LULAC is?
Refresh me.
League of United Latin American Citizens.
Yes, sir.
Is organizing a march and rally against the, quote, Minuteman menace, unquote, on this Saturday, July 23rd at a local park in Las Cruces. And so...
You call me and remind me about that, or send me an email on it. Maybe I can make it over there, because these people need to be educated, and they need to understand what they're doing and who they're working for.
Yeah, they're calling on Governor Bill Richardson to declare a cease and desist order to Minuteman activities that, quote,
let's call a cease and desist. Well, while we're at it, you know, go ahead and just call a cease and desist to liberty and freedom.
Yeah.
And don't forget free speech.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, keep me informed on that, sir.
Yeah, do you know anything about Nelson and Jay Rockefeller, if they're more pro-Israel or pro-Arab?
The Rockefellers are Jewish.
They are?
Yes, sir. They're listed in the Jewish Who's Who.
Because I thought I had heard a news thing that Jay Rockefeller was opposed to. He thinks we should get out of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, that may be, but I wouldn't bet on it. All right, sir. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay.
All right. Rita from Texas.
Hello.
Hi, Rita.
I want to take issue with one of your statements before I express an observation that was on that you were discussing on the program, sir.
Okay.
I get very, very concerned when I hear anyone in any way diminish those that are in the religious circles. I'm a Reformed atheist myself, and if it wasn't for my own progression and listening to ministers, you know, whether or not they were Protestants or Catholics, I would never have been able to understand any of the language with regards to the anti-Christian influence of the Jews.
Rita.
Yes.
Let me qualify something. I am not diminishing anyone from practicing any sort of religion. Our founding fathers established freedom of religion in this country for that exact reason. So you can worship any way that you wish. However, when religion is taken and and used as a tool, whether it's the Muslim religion of Mohammed or the Jewish religion of the Torah, which is very, very anti-Christian, even more so than the Muslims.
Right.
Or when the words of Jesus have been twisted and changed by whomever, whether it's Pauline Christianity, you want to call it Pauline Christianity, or whether it was the Nicaea Council of 250 A.D. that voted the divinity of Jesus into our religion. You know, I'm against that. I'm against that type of control. You know, read the Bible, understand the Bible. You know, don't depend on somebody to translate it for you. And if you look into your heart, Rita, I believe that you know good from evil. And you can spot it in a heartbeat.
Well, Jesus himself said, he himself said, when the blind lead the blind, everybody falls into the pit. You know, he also warned, you know, beware of wolves and sheep.
Of course, he said, open your eyes and become in contact with your own source of divinity.
Well,
and come in contact with your own God. He didn't vote himself in to be God. He said, I'm a son of God.
Well, I want to just conclude on this in saying that I personally believe that Jesus was God made man. And that's all I want to say because I believe.
Well, ma'am, Rita. You're perfectly welcome to believe that.
Right.
But to me, that diminishes who Jesus was and what he did.
Right.
Because that means somebody's trying to tell you that you can't be what Jesus was. You can't aspire to what he achieved because you're not good enough.
Well,
I don't believe that.
Well, that's all right, sir. You know, I firmly believe faith is a gift from God, and that's fine where I'm concerned. I'll pray for you. But I want to go back to something else. I was listening.
You don't have to pray for me. I did it myself.
Oh, that's all right. I'll still do it. It's a free country.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, ma'am.
So, but anyway, I wanted to get back to this term that was being used, terrorists. The communists have used the prostitution of language in order to confuse the listener, be it a nation or a population, et cetera. And what I am hearing, Joseph Goebbels is the one who is credited with saying from Hitler, if you repeat a lie often enough to the people, soon in time they will learn to believe that lie to be true. And
you're
going to
apply that to religion too, my dear.
So there are various religions, you know, but
of course,
but
they all work pretty much the same way.
Well, by the way, it was John Carroll who was a Catholic who promoted freedom of religion here in the United States. If you want to look at your history books,
all right, dear.
But getting back to the term terrorist, what I'm hearing is the term terrorism. The way it's being applied, it seems to demonize individuals who choose to resist oppression and domination.
Of course, your founding fathers were terrorists in the eyes of England.
Well, I won't fall into that. I will not fall into that because one of the things
fall
I've learned.
Into what? What do you think? They were called rebels. They were called this. They
like
fought
rebel,
the New
like,
World Order.
I like rebel better than terrorist.
Well, the terrorists, you know, that's just another term that's been coined by the elite. You know, the same way they refer to your hunting rifle as an assault weapon.
Well, let me ask you something, and I'm going to conclude at this.
Okay.
The way that I'm listening about the exposure of the Zionists, and if people start reading about the Zionists, what I'm seeing is a crash collision between the Jews and the Christians in this country.
There's not a crash collision, ma'am.
Okay.
I put on the cover of my Free American magazine before I was hit. I put the pictures on the cover of the magazine of 20,000 Jews, Orthodox Jews, protesting the state of Israel. No other magazine, no other news media did that.
Wow.
Only me. And they were carrying signs that said that were decrying the Zionist state of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is not the Jew out there that is doing anything wrong. It's not the Christian out there that's doing anything wrong. It's not the Muslim out there that's doing anything wrong. It's not the Chinaman out there. It's not the Mexican out there. It's not the poor black on the street corner. You know, if he's dealing drugs out there, it's because the government brought it into him. If the Mexicans are coming over here and invading this country, it's because they can't make it in their own country because of their government.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about people. It's not about religion. It's about tyranny and the resistance to tyranny.
Thank you.
Have a
good day.
All right. You too. All right, folks. I think, are we out of time here? Okay. I got a call here, and we'll take that, and then we'll be right back here. Listening to the...
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy to take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
I am Clay Douglas, the Free American, standing in for John Stadmiller. And, hey, at least John's still standing here. And certainly hope he heals quickly and gets back up on those two wheels. greatest feeling in the world. I told my ex-wife, I said, yeah, riding a motorcycle is better than sex. She goes, how can you say that? Well, I can do it all day long, and I don't get tired. Gene from Texas.
Clay?
Hey, how are you?
This is like homecoming for you.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's great. Yes, nice to hear you on the radio again. I just wanted to say that, the Bible of the nominal Jews and Judaism and Zionism is the Babylon Talmud. That's the most anti-Christian book. It's not the Quran of Islam. The Quran of Islam is not as much of an anti-Christian book as the Babylon Talmud of Judaism. And now we're seeing through the media that the Muslims are the bad people now, and nobody's talking about the Judaism and Zionism are the real bad culprits of our society, as the Bible says. And, of course, you know I believe the Bible is God's word and the truth, but the Bible does say this, and Jesus taught this. And it's human organized religion that has distorted the teachings of Jesus Christ. Human organized religions have been labeled Christianity that's distorted the teachings of Jesus Christ. If people would just go to the Bible and read the Bible and get its teachings from the Bible, they would leave human organized Christianity. This is a human organized religion that usually has a hierarchy that's not Christian either. If they would leave this human organized religion and just go to the Bible and get our teachings from the Bible and God's laws. If God's laws, His commandments and statutes would be our laws in this country, we would have a prosperous, happy, safe country and a very moral people that we do not have today. We would have good government, the government that our founding fathers wanted to give us. And that our American history proves that they wanted to give us. I just wanted to say that both political parties now are controlled by these Zionist communists. It doesn't make any difference if you vote for Tweedledum or Tweedledum-Dum. They're both going to be controlled by communist Zionists. Our people are just brainwashed into voting Democrat.
They've distorted our whole scale of measurement.
Yeah.
You know, communism on the left, fascism on the right, bull. They're both over there on the right side. They're both totalitarian. They're both controlled by the elite, you know, different style. One we control through the corporations, one we control through the government.
Yeah.
But on the left side, you've got anarchy and gangsters and gangs. And, in the middle, you've got the Constitutional Republic that are, you know, remember... Benjamin Franklin, when he walked out of the Constitution Convention, he was asked, what kind of government have you wrought for us? He said, a constitutional republic, if you can keep it.
I believe that was to be a Christian republic, too. Our American history proves that.
Yes, sir.
Nice to hear you again on the shortwave radio.
All right. Our number, 888-678-1444. That's 888-678-1444. You want to hear me back? Give me a call. You want to get the Free American back? Give me a call. If you want to get Miracle 2 soap or any of my videos or DVDs, give me a call. I'm Clay Douglas, still the Free American.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
www.republicbroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.